also in Atlanta in 2006, the father of Java actually in the JUG meeting, Java user group meeting, said Java technology is so successful that it is not a question of whether you can find a solution for your business use cases, but how to choose the best solutions from many. Great technologies evolved from the last 10 years, and it gradually converging to web technologies such as web services. And we are talking about web service dash I plus, it's called web service interoperable technologies plus great extensions, converge to that. And today, I'm not going to talk detail about web service dash I plus grid, but no matter how many years of experience I have in this field, to me it is I'm still like kind of a, you know, 5 or 6 years boy walking on a beach, and we find out the grid technology has so many shells there, shells there, and many others. So if we replace the statement Java with grid, it still holds true very well. So today I'm not going to present something shining maybe, but something that is important and a topic that guarantees to be born. So if you happen to fall asleep in the meeting, it's not your fault. But it's not my fault either. First, I'm going to talk about public health grid challenges. The grid challenge is security. So how do you bring the public health research grid to public health production grid? There's a challenge and a barrier. So some of the invisible, some of the visible. So I'm also going to give an overview of this current grid security infrastructure and some of the known security risks of the above, and what are the grid community proposals to handle those, and there may be some successful examples, and also I need to focus a little bit about the open, strong, authenticated grid, the grid technology with open, strong authentications that is really practical to all of us. Grid security is not only boring, but also it's hard. While the grid community, grid world, global world, and grid forum will talk about this in several pages for it. So public health may have a different level of security requirements. Certain records say we can transport or put the data with the de-identified HIPAA-related data or counts data. That's one level of security. And a certain other level of security requires high and strong authentication, and also certify the need to certify the federal security guidelines. And also, because the grid covers different organizations, different security domains, so interoperability is also a big deal here. And also how, since it's so pervasive to every one of us, hopefully, and then the cost effective. You know, we cannot afford to give everyone, spend $100 for everyone to give us a certificate in order to access to the grid. So the this is the current challenges, the greater security challenges. So if you say in one of the circles you can consider as a security domain, so it may contain several organizations together, but they may fall in the same security domain. Say the FIN domain, if they already have, say, FINAMAS, if they have a certificate, if you have the same certificate, you can consider that as the same domain. And CDC itself has its very strong security system, so if you're authenticated to that, you're fine. However, if you want to really alert the grid to pervasive, to different of these security domains, say, hospitals, if you enter operate a grid node put in a hospital, can they allow all the CDC employees to access to the data? This is a question. And similarly, the states, would the state share information to the hospital? You know, it's yes or no. The reason is the trust. Between those different security domains, you can see either a trust mismatch. You use a certificate one, I use a certificate two, you have your policy, I have your my policy. Or the trust mismatch. You have a different, you trust a different root series, I trust none. Or there's no trust at all situations. So, that's the challenge. However, actually, the grid technology has a certain kind of approach already solved part of these challenges. For example, the current grid security, of course, current top three or four, the four police there, I'm not going to read it aloud. And really, the invention of the proxy certificates, that's really the grid community invented this proxy certificates idea. So then they actually sent to the OASIS to get it standardized. So what is a proxy certificate? A proxy certificate, if you get authenticated or through a one kind of a certificate into the grid, so the grid technology itself can actually replicate another certificate and put different of put some new attributes like put some new name space there and also put your intentions. So different policies to put your intentions like what kind of data domain, what type, where do you want to access this kind of policies. So the certificate, the proxy certificate can allow you to put an arbitrary type of intent within the certificate. So that's really a great invention. But however, if you see it allows arbitrary policies expressing issuer's intent. How about if somebody put a bad intent and want to view the data first and then issue a grid command to delete all the data? And in this case, you can. But my answer to the short question for the short answer to that is, you won't, because you don't want to lose your job. So this is keep that in mind. Okay. this is a kind of a more detailed picture of this proxy certificate. So from a root type of a CA, you can sign through the user, issue a certificate, and then delegate the grid, and actually services can generate a proxy certificate in a different node. And the proxy certificate carries actually the same power as other certificate. It can sign any documents and also create a new proxy certificate and also put the intent there. So in this case, if you're authorized to or authenticated to the grid, which is a big circle that covers different organizations with a different security domain, and now you are immediately all those proxy certificates delegated to all the nodes you are authorized to get into. With this kind of technology, actually suddenly you see the cross marks disappear in the previous slide. So now you have a different picture. You have on the center, there's a green circle. And in a green circle, you can use a proxy certificate. So whenever you are authenticated to this grid, the green circle, so the green circle covers different security domains automatically. So in that way, it's solved at this sense, the bridge of this security in this sense. However, the picture is green, but still there are some known risks. Because of power of this proxy certificate, and as I said there, if you put a bad intent, but, you know, you don't want to lose your job, but however, if some people in Roche country and whatever, and their job is trying to break your system, they don't want to lose their job, but, you know, by breaking your system, they keep their job better, more secure. So the security compromises actually at one individual site may typically rapidly spread out to all the nodes, all the sites. So because of the power of the grid. And also this widespread and troubling vulnerabilities is if the password, usually most of the people get authenticated through username password. If the password to get compromised, then that's all the problems. So the proposed solutions is, well, we have the risks, but what are the solutions? So the solutions may be just in front of you. How many of you have this federal or this secure ID type of thing? So you already provide part of the solutions to this problem. So one-time password, this is a high security device used to access the military grid type of security like 10 years ago, but now it's still valid. And but the OTP, one-time password is one kind of efficient way to provide such solutions. The grid technology is actually with the implementation. Berkeley Lab suggested OTP, and DOE also implemented such technology, and NCSA and Groups Toolkit, and also CABIC implemented some other type of OTP based actual algorithm. So it's very straightforward to apply the, to incorporate the runtime password technology into the grid security infrastructure. However, well, no matter what technology, it has its own limitations also. So the limitation is the sites may have different OTP system. You have your own actually key, I have my own, so it's not interoperable, and also the cost for this is actually tremendous, and also the integration part. But the other solution is called open authentication. It's a standard, it's proposed IEEE standard. It's proposed by OAuth community, open authentication. And so this is open source, it's free, and it has actually the very strong security, the open algorithm and well tested. So this this authentication is basically a universal open standard of strong authentication. So like what you have, what you know, over two factors of authentication for all users, all devices, and all networks that fit to the grid actually security infrastructure very well. We want all devices, all networks joined together, and all users to access the grid with ease. So there are certain open strong authentication have the best features. You can read this technology, the advantages. So the integration model, suppose we can actually integrate this open strong authentication services into any server with your grid services, and also the in this kind of integration model, say if a U.S. citizen traveling out to other countries to help them in some disaster recovery, unfortunately they got injured. You want to access their electronic medical record as soon as possible. So with this open strong authentication, they can just plug in this new code and get universally authenticated to a grid. Another integration model is we can centralize it to validate the OTP token. It's called HotP. And the The third model is to let an identity agent, the identity provider, a federated identity provider to manage these open strong authenticated services. And the grid integration is we can put this this secret token code either in the flash drive or anywhere. You can carry anywhere in around the world. And so this technology is ready. And with that, you know, we can put this open strong authentication at the center. We achieved this open strong authentication to the grid and filled certain secret holes of the grid. So issues for the future reflections. Will public health grid only cover count related data, or will public health grid cover both count and HIPAA related data? Is it sufficient to use the current grid proxy certificate delegation architecture for public health grid, or given the fact that DOE or the others implemented, will we implement that also? So NICFIS is ready to research this topic. But this is the architecture that is conducting in our public health research lab. So we have this web service security, web service reliable messaging, web service addressing, all these so-called web service-I interoperability plus grid extensions with the global toolkit and grid service containers there. Once this is ready, it will enable you to deploy your service in standard web services and encourage actually all users certain more kind of this kind of toolkit. When you get a toolkit, you don't need to develop your own grid type of services. You just develop your standard web services. You're able to use the library to do that. So give a short summary. The challenge is grid security has many technical challenges, and it has different requirements and certain limitations, and provide certain solutions. NICFI is researching open strong authentication, web service dash interoperability extension with the grid for inclusion of future secure reliable messaging transport product. So the since this grid effort is huge, involve a lot of requires a lot of collaborations. So it's got to be a community. It's a public health grid developed by the people and for the people. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, the question is if the system get compromised, then it will soon spread out to other nodes. What is the relation with the certificate? And that's a very good question. Actually, that is the known, what we're talking about, a known risk of the current proxy certificate, because it only allow you to authenticate through a certificate once physically to the grid, and then the rest of the proxy certificate are generated through the services. So that's what we're talking about. One system get a compromise. So if people get some reason to get one system, say in CDC, and then this person who access with a bad intention may hack the computers on the nodes around the grid to other places. Yes, yeah, but the initial, you know, the initial entry to the point, to the grid, no matter where you get authenticated, but with open strong authentication, you limited this.
So if they get something other than the proxy server, they're going to spread out quickly. But isn't that the case with most systems? I mean, you know, even if you say your system's compromised and you're not using grid security infrastructure, a lot of times people use the same password, username, and other systems, so they still spread out.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, actually this is one additional layer of security over the normal certificate in the grid. So the basically the union password thing. So if this over with whatever certificate, if your password get compromised, for example, by overlooking, and then that's created a vulnerability. Actually, that's a secret risk for all the nodes. That's what it comes. But the OTP based, like HTTP based, that is open source and free, and achieve the same actually OTP type of algorithm that used in several other groups. So this additional layer of security, you know, kind of getting one step closer to a military type of security here for the grid. Thank you.
The title of my presentation is talking about leveraging what has been already utilized inside of FIN. And of course, FINMS being one of the key components of FIN, I have a great deal of experience being one of the first developers since its inception. There are tons of things like lessons learned from a support perspective, from security perspective, as well as some of the actual encryption and things like that. And so the challenge what's being used from FINMS is more of just a high level, here's how these things occurred, or occur in FINMS, how to ease that pain. So kind of using it as a model to say, well, if I was going to do this all over again, what would I do different? Well, again, this is not a CDC based project.